This morning I'm telling the book of Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. And I'll read to you verse 45 to 46. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. This morning we are thinking about this parable, which was told by the Lord Jesus Christ. And our subject is the parable of the pearl of great price. In that opinion, maybe some more, I just preach to the time of high Matthew chapter 13, verse 45 to 46. We know the Lord Jesus Christ, while he was on earth, the Gospels tells us that he taught many gospel truths in parables. There are many truths that he taught in parables about the gospel. And here we have one of them. And in this parable, he compares the sincere seeker of salvation to a pearl merchant. The Bible says, in Sampano, I try and say, maybe Breno or what I see, you know, church, in Semibre, far, Sampano home, and then a Hindi home, or the Babu Semi church. Now, the other day, and I know where I feel we are somewhere I walk off to say, we are off share and quite here, or not to two, we are or dig our aminium, and on our officer, yes, and it is the Subaya or Danny dear, and it's a dear. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Before I move on with my point that I want to think about, I just want to say some, because people, many churches are going to church, they call it Resurrection Sunday, and they are all manner of hopes and things they are doing. But the fact is, how many of them have seen the Lord Jesus Christ as the most important thing in the world? That's the message they should, people should be aware if they are thinking of him and his resurrection. It's about him, and after his parable tells us, as we find out as we go on, how many have seen him as such, and how many value him above everything? As yesterday we were discussing now the Easter that they used to celebrate it with a solemnity, now it's like a party. There are so many parties and so many celebrations, world celebration around Easter, and that they don't even know what it is they are celebrating. The person of whom they say they are celebrating. Okay, that's just by the way. The first thing is that we think about the kingdom of heaven. The time where a parable is Christian never be saying again as true Hindi. I'm sure we sometimes read the Bible, meet even in this passage chapter we have the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven. I try to remind ourselves what it is, because the Lord Jesus Christ, when he started his preaching, he said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Because as true Hindi no any day. And I'm saying, if we have a church, Well, the kingdom of heaven means the kingdom which comes from heaven. And it implies it is a spiritual kingdom. That's the first thing. You can't say, I think they're just by the Hindi official.
There are Hindus who are here soon, soon more Hindi.
I mean, at least that's what it tells us.
Sometimes it's called the kingdom of God in some verses, in some portion of scripture, because why it is called the kingdom of God is that God is the only ruler over this kingdom. They do a bit of the kingdom of God. And in church, there is a Yanko Pompano with this Hindi so. With this on my astro. A Hindi, you know, on a Odiso. And it's a Hindi, you know, Jesus Christ, or the ever assassin. And one thing is that, as long as God is the only ruler, he doesn't permit any earthly authorities over the kingdom of heaven. Yes, then you have to go near Paudi, sir, a Himan Yusodo, or no pet, any 2 minutes like this, or Maubia, 2 minutes only, sir, a Himan, the kingdom of Himan, a true Himan, that is the 3 years. So only God is the sole authority over it. No earthly ruler has authority over the kingdom of heaven. The laws, its governance, its privileges are like that of heaven. And mra bofu by may this so any mu say holiness, justice, mercy, truth are the features of this kingdom. At Kronkron ye, Pepper ye, Mubrohunukre, although some new men, they are no mind, that's our Indian witty. See, perfect, pure holiness, pure justice, pure mercy, and truth. And you cannot find this on it without God bringing this kingdom to represent this aspect. So the features of this kingdom, the law, the governance, it's not like this. That's why Lord Jesus Christ didn't come and overthrow the physical kingdom on earth. Jesus Christ obeyed and bambe said you obey a successor Hindi or one be deep preparation or be this no. Bamba said a strong successor a Hindi. A wombra obeba now obe try bibia for no day. Sa emra bibia na hot sa Hindi is on the end. But obey you know. No, but the sign Hindi, but we are saying, now what the king of four at the Akum. So the Lord Jesus Christ, when he came, he didn't come and do away with the kingdom of the world. He came to establish this God's kingdom on earth. So you see the difference. There are kingdoms in this world, but God has a kingdom. Yeah, well, he might be grow, we are seeing, but who wants what he might? Oh, we are seeing. You see, God's kingdom, it pictures how after the fall, people have lived in the world, yet God, His will and His ways have been running. You see, a trump on the when he be a no, and when he did we ask so, and so, if we ask a born in the world, born in a castle, you see, and when he did we ask so. That's the picture. The world has its way, it is running, the world of sin is running against God's will, but God's will is running. And they cannot turn or do anything against God's will. Rather, God Himself, by and by, will take everything away and His kingdom will be alone. So, this is what it means when we talk about the kingdom of heaven or the heavenly kingdom. It is something special and something we must inquire to know about so that we can also be beneficiaries of this kingdom. And one feature is also that the concerns of the kingdom of heaven, the concerns are not earthly. This was Apostle Paul said about the kingdom of heaven. He says that for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. So, when we think of the kingdom of heaven, these are the matters we should think about. Why am I saying so much of these things? You know how people think, well, when you become a Christian, the world should be ours. No, that's not what the Bible tells us. The kingdom of heaven, the matters that concern the kingdom of heaven, those who want to come to it, has nothing to do with our temporal life and what we will eat, what we will drink, and what we will gain, and what we possess, the money we have, the possession we have. No, it has nothing to do with the kingdom of heaven. You know, people speak about kingdom work, and they mean that they are serving God, and the church has to overcome the world. And no, Christ didn't come and take the possessions of the worldly for the church. No, he didn't do that. Yes, why should they do that? The leader, the captain of our salvation, never did that. Near all the Christians, I'm sure, because it is easy that people will be reading and be watching even these movies about Christ and all that. Whatever, though the movie they poorly represent what it says, but look at how they even have the picture there. But if you come to the Bible, look at his life. He has nothing to do with the worldly kingdom at all. He has nothing to do with the worldly authority. All that he has to do with them is to point them of their doom and their destruction. Yes, Christo. There was only reality to me, there for only reality to me, for only face to face that. Or born a couple moon, or one born a home, and a dad, she's a master, I can't bear that. When he spoke of about Herod, he said, go and tell the folks. Why, Herod was corrupt. And all the leaders of it, he never, but I'm sure we have seen many church leaders thinking that, well, the church should have it, or no, the church shouldn't have. So this said the kingdom of heaven, apart from all earthly kingdoms, you know, earthly kingdoms are established for temporal needs of the people, and then always earthly kingdoms are governed against God's will. I'm sure we know. Read history. As we are seeing Himaya Omoya for Iriasia, any beyond this world. And Omoya so Amerebreno, Omudiso, Editia, and Wuponipe. I'm sure you can't history a bit to me. The kingdom that have come and gone, even the nation of Israel that God Himself built up. You see, because task matters concerning the world, and you see how some of them will come and I don't know where is it. God has to do that away because it's something that was temporal. Though He was, He gave them how it should be done, and yet because it's something which was similar to the world, it is taken away. But this one, which Christ is telling us of, never goes away. It is forever. For the matters of this kingdom, righteousness, peace, and joy, when will man not need these things? When? Righteousness, peace, and joy, Holy Ghost. When will the human race say, we are okay, we don't need these things? Then we are perishing. Because when we lost this, you were perishing with sin. Sir, in your master training, or some journey, a little home from Gong Kong. Could you see saying that you have a gas on your son? Your mom, you hear my dad, so which me ask us in one year, son. If someone may use his annual, then I appear to be eradicated. Okay, so the kingdom of heaven, the matters are spiritual and eternal. So they are not for this temporal life merely. So that it's something that the Lord Jesus Christ drew attention. So when he says again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto, then we are thinking of matters of what? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. How can I be right with God? How can I be reconciled with God? You see? How can I know Him? How can I be saved from sin? This is the thing that comes to our mind when we think of the kingdom of heaven. Access to the kingdom of heaven is through Christ. That's what the Bible teaches us. That He is the one through whom we come to the kingdom of heaven. Why? Because human sinfulness has barred all mankind from the kingdom of heaven. But this kingdom is built on the character of the Christ Holy God. Yankupona ni su a kron and no suna sahin de yes. Na yen suna ya de boy for it yen to me and kum say and yangasa na mea kansua. And as I said, people are celebrating Easter. It is because of this hindrance that Christ came to suffer and die. Sir, I see a point here. Eya boni aye ntumi nko yakopon je ni na hindie mu no en tele Jesus Christo ba yeso ba bewu wa bebre no wu ama boni ah ko foso wu e Jesus Christo ne ni wu ne ne wu sori san we no so much on twa bi na so say ye boni ana ma ntumi nko yakopon je no Christo bewu so that ye de ho hye ni mu a ye de ye bra bo hye ni nsa ne de akoma ma no ye takia ju bi boni ho a na so je ye a en fa so obewu ye no e betumi aba ye so. So that sir, you see how fine is he will give you. The Lord Jesus Christ, he has to humble himself to come to do this for us. He is equal with the Father. Yes, Christo. Now go Bob Anon. When you jan on me, or mutina bea, mutumi de bea, or brand who wants to sell by this argument, dear my. Take a car. I can almost see it on this that Samuel mine or some dream. Yes, Christo, or Baba Wuma, when your bread, your mabon. I remember in the village, I don't know if they do it in Accra. Good Friday, people go to the cemetery, and I mean, if it is something to be reminded of this thing we are talking about, it's fine. But no, the years we are married, they say, and on Sunday they say he has risen. That's all. It's like kind of drama, and they just do it, and many don't care about the purpose of the cross. It's where people be holding the physical cross. But it's not about the physical, there's a message of the cross. The message. What does it tell us? What does it require of us? Christ has died on the cross. What does it tell me as a sinner? Christ was true, I was a sinner. Man is a sinner, and that the Son of God has to come and die so that this barrier could be taken away. He taking the punishment of sin upon himself, then God can look upon me, a sinner, and forgive me, and give me life, and be reconciled to me, you see. So, that's the picture, but is that what people are thinking about? So that Christ must die to grant access to us who believe in him. To wow, the Christo, the old reaction is so I don't want to. Oh, poor, no, do any one in other reaction. No, I don't want to. Christo, Christ have died, but not for all. He died for those who come to believe in him. You see, and you'll have your life for him. The kingdom of heaven. This is what it means, that there is no access to God, but Christ has come to give us access. He is the only mediator between God and man. Say, I can't say if I say I'm good point in the point of my Christ open our in them enough for. And I send the honest know who he is, and more to me in them enough for the money. If we say, who my money? And as we are thinking of the kingdom of heaven, I'm sure we have those who are citizens of this kingdom. How many years a Hindi emperor for? Yes, sir. Those who are the citizens of the kingdom of heaven are only those who have received the blessings of God's grace through Christ. Yes, Yakupon, Nain, Shra, the Maya, Nam Christos, one more, what you mean, you know, one more, sir, Himayimu and Crawford. Blessings of justification. The Bible has this with justification. Say, you will bimbo. Say, Yakupon, share what? Why the boy was not for sure, but the crystal, the way of covering, you know, the original idea of the one in Chewa, so why it will be a ruby. It's not wonderful. Regeneration. I say, but we are good for saying, yeah, we are Hunami. Ah, if you say, I see Hunami, the only coupon team, one year the cream into Ninchelcono, the Benya South, and Concord, our one, I bet my Benya and coupon swim. So that between me and Yakupon, it may I am called for or between me a fire ban. You see, adoption, say Yakupon, and I'm Christos, so a fire ban in back. See, to become a child of God is only when God through Christ has adopted you, looking upon what Christ has done and making you one of his children. God must choose us before we can become his children. Yakubo said, Opem no ye as your benimba. We are all God's creatures, we are all God's children. Inya Yakupa body, inya Yakupomba. People always confuse, oh, inya Yakupon Yakupo Davi. Inya Yakupa body, or see Yakupo Yemba. The Bible teaches us God is making children. You see, adopting children out of the fallen human race. Yakupo Yemba, I want Nipa Kua, inya Boniadoko Yen. So, yes, then in Yanam, yes, to the way I used to be, and I would say, we have sanctification. So that though I live in this world, but I begin to desire and desire that I will be like Christ Himself. Yes, that is it. And those that God justifies and He brings to Himself, He gives them sanctification. The Holy Spirit comes to live in their heart, to work this in them. And this, the Holy Spirit is given only by those who have come to Christ. What about Christ? In Romans, we are told, because we are sons, God has sent His Spirit into our heart, crying Abba Father. I say, if you say, yeah, but you have one man who will come back to me, yes, pray, Eja. It's a picture of prayer. Those that the Spirit have come to live in, they pray sincerely to the Father. And some of them, when Jesus Christ knew we were here, because He came to die, these things are possible to Him who believes. So, Obey Mass, Obey Calvary, I send you answer. Obey the original deal of Samuel Makenia, and go for the head, and Master Anipan. But before I move on, I still want us to think a bit of the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven operates in three states. The first is within the believer's own heart. The Edikan said, It starts in the believer's own heart. If it doesn't start there, whoever will claim to be part of this kingdom is a liar. It begins in the heart. In Revelations, it says what? I stand at the door and knock. If anyone opens, I'll come in and sup with him. Well, it has to do with the church. It has to do with any believer too. How we come? God is seeking to live in us. God lives in the heart of men. So the kingdom of the first is that the believer's own heart, when the throne of Christ is once set up in it. So I think Christo Baba Eternal Kumen. That's the first stage. Without this, we can never claim. Without this stage, if the Lord has not worked in us and to live in us, we cannot have any access to the kingdom of heaven. It begins in the heart. It begins when the God changes our heart. So this shows how the kingdom of heaven begins with every individual believer. So you see, people who say that, well, Christ have died for the world, so the world sins are forgiven. No. He died for the world, but the kingdom of God begins with individual believer. When I come to believe in Him, when I repent of sin and yield my life to Christ, then the Spirit of Christ will have a full sway of me. Sir, me sacrifice one of them, my brother, one of my Savior, Jesus Christ, sir. Now, my son, the one who came here, no, Jesus Christ, no, come, 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 way in the kingdom of heaven is that if the Lord Jesus Christ says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This is what it means. You have allowed sin to reign in your heart. You have been your own boss, but you are not supposed to be. God didn't make you for that purpose. You are a creature. The creator didn't create you for that. Now then you don't need to live. He must rule you, but no, because of sin, you want to rule ourselves, but no. The kingdom of heaven, if it has come to you, then God must come and rule over you. You must not be your boss again. He must be your Lord. The second sense is the church. You see, the same person is joined to the church of Christ. And we are not thinking of the universal church. It is true, every believer is part
But every true believer, the Lord joins the local church. If they are saved in a place where there are two churches, the Lord saved them, because in the fellowship of the true believers, God manifests His kingdom. Yes, Christo, so you obey Mkwa, or the Mekka, a sorry kuhu. It was a sorry, a war, a verse, a universal church, I said, a jedi fuwe uwi ati nyanesu. But we ka a sorry, a war, mantem, wa ayin akupo diya. Or the other kind, which we said, Yahoo, when I hear a kind of answer me, a daddy, I want the answering. It is a portion where it happens the believers are. No, not for example, in the world, I'm a Christian, and I think was it a week ago, was a lady I was talking to, and I was trying to advise her that it is the will of God that if you are saved and you realize you have come to the Lord, you know, the church you are in is false, you have to leave. It's a duty to separate from false. And she was like, well, from when I go to church, I pray that God will help the preacher to speak the things that I want to hear. And well, when I go, that's what happens. So she doesn't want to listen to what she herself said, that well, all the churches, there's so much corruption and false practices. And so, but I said, oh no, when she goes, well, it's like individual affairs. No! If we are saved, it's not no more individual. Yes, you have a personal Christian life, but in Ephesians, what did the Apostle Paul wrote? They say that God is what? Showing His glory in the church. So that through the church, He manifests His glory. So that if I am saved, I should be in a church. I should be joined to a local church. That's where the kingdom of heaven is also. That's the stage. From the individual heart, then to the church. In the fellowship, God says, this is my house. You see, in the individual, Apostle Paul, in the first epistle, he spoke about what the God dwelling in the individual, and also God dwelling in the body of believers. You see, it is not a choice that I choose to really join the church. So it is a duty if I am saved. And it is my duty to make sure I join, not any church, but a true church that stands for the Lord. You see, nowadays people think of individual Christians too much. It is true, we have individual Christian life, but we have the church, which is, and the church, you know, the church is a help to the individual Christian life. If we are not joined to the local church, look at the family. How can you, look at a street child, and a child that is brought up in the home. Look at the difference. Their values and their manners is different, you see. So again, God wants us to be reared up in His house. Look at how in the Old Testament they wrote about the house of God, the joy of the house of God. Last, when they were talking about the mourners of Zion, and how they were crying for Jerusalem. The temple was, when they were taken to captivity in Babylon. He said, by the rivers of Babylon, those who took them captive wanted them to sing the songs. And they said, no, they cannot sing it there. It's a shame, because the house of God is down. And they said they wept for the house of God. Nehemiah was in Babylon, he was okay, he was a believer, but his heart was in Jerusalem, the house of God. It is true, we don't need to go to Jerusalem to go and worship God, but in everywhere God has set His true church, a true believer, each day, must be part of that church. You see? So the kingdom of heaven begins with our heart, but it goes on to join us to the body of believers. Else we are incomplete believers, if we are even believers at all. We must, it's a duty. You see, we cannot choose to be part of a local church. We have to, if we are saved. You see, how can God glorify Himself in the local church and we are not part and we are His people? No. Christ might have all His glory. And we, if we are saved, we must be those who shine forth His light. And if I'm a believer in the local church, I join to shine for the light of Christ. Because there are so many spiritual benefits in the church. Where I don't want to go away, but let's go. And the third stage is when Christ shall admit all who have received the kingdom of heaven in their heart to be with Him in glory. That's the final stage of this kingdom Christ came to set. See, when Christ will come, the second, when He has promised to come, He told the disciples from John chapter 40 and all that, I will come for you and receive you to myself. I will not leave you comfortless. I will send the Holy Spirit, but then I will come again and take you. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If he said,
We are the light of the world. And being part of the local church, part of shining for the light of Christ. How do we see God's people in this world? Yes, my individual personal life is one, but the church. The church is over. Over us all. You see, the church. Because that's where Christ, the head of the church, is, well, he's the head of individual, but I am the head of the church. Both universal and the local church. Am I part of that body? Look at how Pastor described the local church, how it works to glorify Christ. Each one working to be like the human body. So where am I? If I am saved and I'm not in a church, where am I part of that, of the body of Christ? Where am I being fixed? No, I should be. Again, the final stage is the glorification, where it will end in glory. So the kingdom of heaven has to do with Christ and his church. You see, Jesus Christ, a straw at the minor, Jesus Christ, and then sorry. The kingdom of heaven is Christ and his church. My time is going, let me move on to the other part. My second thing we are thinking of is that we think of the sincere seeker of the kingdom of heaven, who in the parable is compared to a pearl merchant. Because I've said the kingdom of heaven is Christ and his church. And whoever sees the kingdom of heaven is seeking the one who has built the church, Christ himself and his salvation. And so we are told that this merchant made seeking of pearls his chief business. Because we are told that, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls. They were seeking something that he pursued with his life. When he wakes up, wherever he wants to trade, he's seeking for pearls. Sir, Ojedini, so sorry, Nigerian, the upper and of Pahinir, the Juma Udiyani. And it pictures to us that the same way, if we must be saved, as we are all sinners, then salvation from sin must be achieved business. Say, if I say, Benya, I say, yeah, the boy for ya. Say, I bet you, if you born him, no, and say, only you, Jumedia. Like the pearl merchant, what was he looking for? Pearls, and if not just pearls, the great, the pearl, the high value among the pearls, the highest pearl, that's the most valuable pearl. For us, the matters of the kingdom are sinners. For us, our chief business is to seek salvation. If ever we think of the kingdom of heaven, and we ask, we have never repented of sin, and that we are not seeing that Christ has saved us, is the salvation from sin. See, I bet you if you born him, no. And only a dear issue with you. Sir, you are just on Jay and yet you are born him more. And only a Jumi dear or say, Eden, assume your papa. Why? Because this is the one thing needful for the soul. Because if you say, I do any idea here, man, you are crying. We are doing a few more, we have to be here with you. Forgiveness of sin and the new birth. But if I check any overflow, I think the needful thing. You know what Jesus Christ told Nicodemus? When he came to him, when he came to ask, oh, you are a good teacher who have come to this world, immediately, God just right told him, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. Someone the Codem was by his priest to honor. Also, we are teaching near our baby asking himself in your group. This priest was found to from prayer. The occasion said, this is your only papa who flow, not to inquire him by anymore. That's the first thing, and that's the most important thing for us. And for you, if you have not come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, if you have not been saved from your sin, this is the most needful thing for your soul. Forgiveness of sin and a new birth. But the sad thing is that not all sinners make salvation their chief business. They are unlike the pearl, this pearl merchant. They are a rebel and say, Nyad Boyeni Biana, or them quite Jay Ayen at Nebutaya Son in Su. I want to say, sir, I will near Bedine. They are sinners, but matters of salvation probably is maybe on Sunday when they come to church, they think about it. Well, maybe next year when they go to church or when they come to church, it's not a matter of concern for them at all. I know the Lord Jesus Christ is telling that those who want to be saved, they must be like the pearl merchant. Say, And the fact is that this pearl merchant was not merely seeking for pearls. He was looking for the one pearl of great price. Look at his purpose. He didn't just, well, there are many pearls, so he was not satisfied by possessing many other pearls. All other pearls were not enough for him. So a sinner must be like him. No sinner must be satisfied by mere religious deeds. The boy in the beard is a oh, maybe I'll make a sorry. Maybe I'll be a sister and no, and also, well, maybe a sign you mean in the world. Many of you might find because religious deeds cannot save a soul. Step across, sorry, may you have so many signs in your mind. Send me the whole car, Sorukunia, and you'll be anqua. And you'll be anqua. But again, sadly, there are a variety of religious views, religious deeds that many make mistake of for salvation. They're not like this pearl merchant. They're not like him. Some satisfy their conscience when they are able to perform good manners well, able to do things right, they have good character. Some are, they're able to do some good things. Some, well, they do fast and pray. You know, the Pharisees do this thing. They fast and pray very well. They also do good. They have a professional relationship. Well, I'm a Christian. Yes, I go to church. Okay, yes, I go to so-and-so church. I'm a Christian. And, well, I've been baptized. I go to the Lord's Supper. That is enough. No, these are pearls. It is something valuable, but not. It cannot earn you salvation. This has to be done by truly religious people. But if you are not saved and you are doing these things, you are just like collecting other pearls. This cannot save your soul. Fasting and prayers will not save your soul. Making a professional religion will not save your soul. Being baptized or joining the Lord's table will not save your soul. Doing good works will not save your soul. So, because I may Christ with me, and your crown. And after everyone was shoe, my poor radiated the end your crown. These are good things, but they cannot save a soul. No sinner is saved by religious deeds. The boy in the BN Roma, no sinner. Remember Nicodemus again, he was a religious leader, but he was not saved. He was a Pharisee, but he was not saved. He was praying, fasting, reading the law. He was even teaching, but he was not saved. You see? So nothing of this can bring salvation to the soul. Oh, no religious deeds is enough to save a soul from sin. How can I be saved from my sin? We have a hymn. This time we say, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Take away my sin. Nothing, the blood of Jesus. It is only by receiving Jesus into your heart, receiving Him, believing Him, resting your hope in Him, and then asking Him to save you and resting your hope of salvation on Him. Believe what He has done on sin for sinners. It is only when you yield your heart to Him and He changes your heart that sin and its condemnation is taken away. Christ will pass all the rubber shed and white in the way to say, we want my bunny. And no pet, on the way to me, you bunny and bunny will ask you to change the fuel. He only can make a sinner partakers of this kingdom. On the way to my boy, in your bag, in your chaffa or sa, a shrine in you. He is the pearl, the one pearl of great price. On the name, I mean, near Babu Penua, a song. He is the only one pearl of great price. That every sinner needs to be saved. He is the one that satisfies God's justice for sin. On a penna, or to me, Sonia Hupon, Ebufushiwano, I double his own. Only his death on the cross of Calvary satisfied the justice of God. So that if I want God to be just satisfied with me, I must go through him. He is the one pearl of great price. He is the one that satisfies all that the justice of God requires for my sin. On a pen of so the Angupon ne periperia and answer ne Mesmo Ubu Bonyatian, on a pen of Misano. He can stand in for me. He, because he has died for sin. And as God has punished him for sinners, if I believe on him, God will not punish me for my sin. So Christ will not hold my boy up for no idea what to hear. So me gin is now by me cry no my job. Yahupon, all from the one who wants to change the studio. He took away. He became sin for us. He who knew no sin became sin for us. That through him, we must have the righteousness of Christ, of God. Send Namnuson, or no, but yet the boy any myer. But Fabon also came to the home. Send Namnuson, and Yahupon friendly. This is what he has done. And so to have him, I have all, you see. Jesus is an infinite treasure. He is more than the world to him that finds me. Again, there's a hymn that says, Jesus is all the world to me, my life, my all. Here, it talks, that's what the hymn speaks about. If I found him, he's my all. You see? My time is going, so we look at the attitude of the pearl merchant compared again to the sinner who has truly found Christ, the pearl of great price. You know, those who truly find Christ and understand him and know him as a savior, they have a certain attitude. People may not rush to him because they have not found him. They may hear of him, Christ has come to die for sinners, but they have not found him. They probably pray a tick Christ or everyone born, but if you have found Christ, you will never try to do any other thing. But what he says, you will always have him full in your heart. But let's look at this pearl merchant, what he did, and how what he did to show that he was really happy, or he was willing to have this one pearl of great price. In verse 46, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. His attitude was, he sold, I don't know how the quantity or the number of pearls he has had. I see, when you are a winner, so move a cupano. A cupano. Or turn a winner when you are on the toy. I'm sure we know how traders build up their stomach things if they want to have them. Maybe he has banks or storage of them. He didn't care how they were. He wanted to sell them to gain the one pearl of great price. And this teaches that all things that a sinner holds dear must be parted with before he can be saved. All of us, until we are saved, we hold sinful things that are dear to us, and that we didn't want to part from. You see, but there must be a willingness to part with all unclean lust. Everything that I desire that is hateful to God. Pride. Show off. Enemy ask me, you'll be. So I'll be taking up envy or time, inebriate. And throw lies, selfishness, worldly pleasures, all evil habits, and throw advantages and all that, but sin. When people are selfish, they think they are so wise and so important. I know. But these things and all this evil habit, if you be saved, you must be willing to part away from. So the soul, the selling, is something that to get rid of. things that are not cannot equal what Christ will offer us. Again, this has to do with all companions in sin must be part with. There are some, before they can be saved, they must part from some people, because there are some companions, friends, and others who are their companions in sin. They must break away from them. So in a way, they must sell them off. They must exchange them for Christ. I have friends that are relationships and that are making me not to desire Christ. I have to part with them. And also all other hopes of heaven and its foundations must be done away. Me fast and me pay Bobby and me boss. No, I mean, you won't go. So, who Christ will now have found one in your words? I'm your man found forever. You have to throw them away and begin again. I'm sure Nicodemus, when he got saved, he began to know what it is to fast. He began to know how it is to do good works. And before, he was doing them for salvation. Nicodemus, for sure, said, if we go to church and now, son of Binyam, because there was something he said later on that showed that he got saved, because he rather spoke about Christ, and he believed. He acted in that way. So, every religious act we have been involved in, and the hopes we had in, must be thrown away. As some of you might hear, when shame says, "Sorry, corn," as some of you might hear, "And then we have five bone." If any is a commentary, they are ashamed. Then they are full of sin and corn. What's happening here? You must begin again and learn of Christ. You see. And me am training, yeah, me demi react to some of you. All self-righteousness might be sold. Me papa might be the guru, my vision, and who are personal, but some of you here. It must be sold. It must depart. You must part from these things, else you cannot find a pearl of great price. Christ will not be a rival of anyone in us. He must be alone, or you don't have him at all. Basically, this is repentance. The entrance has been sacred. Repentance is to sell off. Repentance is to part with. Have that desire to part with life of sin. Everything that is valuable to me, I must let it go. Even if I should lose some things, I should let them go. You look at the history of those who got saved in the Bible. There were many things they may have to let go. We read of Mary, the prostitute. She may have to live her life of prostitution. And for the income she was getting from, she may have to leave it to be saved. So that any other sin that obstructs us, last time we looked at Zacchaeus, that also, he himself, as long as he was willing to part away with some of his resources, he's not willing to go back again to that work of sin again. Even if you do it, then he's going to do it now with fairness. You see? So that desire in the heart shows that I want a pearl of great price. I cannot desire Christ and still have all these things around me and possess and love this, love things and love things that are against him. But before I come to conclusion, I ask you, have you found the one pearl of great price? When you're near Bakunu, have you found Christ? When you're Christ, have you parted away with all that compete with him? BBRI, I didn't see, I can see, not watching you. That's the question. Have you found him? Because that is what we are told. That we ought to. And we have to learn from this fellow merchant. Else we can't be saved. He sold everything. We don't know the number of years. I'm sure all his life he has built up this treasure of pearls. But he has to sell them off. Yes, each one of us may have gone through life. We have acquired some of these habits and we have built our hopes on them. Maybe it has helped our businesses, it has helped our lifestyle, it has helped our relationships, but it must be cut off. On Christ. Anything that is pleasing God might be cut off. Christ must be alone or we have no salvation. So, friends, these are the matters the Lord Jesus Christ wants us to think about this morning. But how can we do that? Unless you ask the Lord to help you. He only can help us to repent indeed. If he doesn't help us, we can never repent. You have to ask him to help you. As that woman said, oh Lord, help my unbelief. Rather, for me and Jindy. So you have to ask him. And if you have not found Christ, he is willing to be found of you. The Lord help us as we think on these things. Let's pray.